Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin, I want to remind you of our definition of the providence of God. Then I will make a statement and back up and support that statement with several Bible verses. We have three parts to today's radio broadcast and internet podcast of God Is. If you've been with us, you know this by now, but I repeat this for newcomers, which we very often have, and a hearty welcome to those of you listening for the first time or for the first few times to God Is. We are all glad you're here. By providence, we mean God preserves everyone and everything He has created, and that God directs the actions of everyone and everything He has created, working all things together for His honor and His glory. Notice now the emphasis at the end of our definition on for God's honor and for God's glory. Here is my statement. Everything God created and everyone God created is made for the honor and glory of God. Everything God does is for His own honor and His own glory. Did you get that? Let me lay it on you again. Everything God created and everyone God created is made for the honor and glory of God. Everything God does is for His own honor and His own glory. Whatever we say about God and ourselves, the relationship of God and man, God and woman, we must say that He created us and He sustains us in order that we will give Him honor and glory. Supporting this statement from the Bible is easily done. There are so many texts that teach this truth, I struggle to complete the impossible task for narrowing them down to fit our time limit. But do this I must. And so I commend these scriptures to you with the hope that you will go beyond these and find the honor and glory of God in your own reading and studying of the Bible. I pray His honor and His glory will consume your life both now and always. What does it mean to honor God? Well, simply put, it means to show Him the greatest respect. Do you respect God more than anyone else? If so, then you understand honor. Changing the question slightly, what is the glory of God? Well, simply put, God's glory is His magnificence and His majesty. God's glory is His magnificence and His majesty. To glorify God is to worship and praise Him for the magnificent and majestic God that He alone is. To give honor and glory to God is to worship Him with our whole being. Listen to how God is worshiped in heaven. I'm reading the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 5 and verse 13. This is Revelation 5:13. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them. Let me interrupt. This is the Bible's way of saying everything and everyone in the entire universe. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. To God, to Jesus, the Lamb on the throne, to the Holy Spirit, the triune God, the three in one, is given blessing, honor, glory, and dominion forever and ever. That is fitting. That is exactly what all of us here and now are made to do. Let us sing out to you, God, blessing, honor, glory, and dominion forever and ever. Have you worshiped the Lord God today? No? Yes? Well, here, friends, is your text. With conviction, genuinely from the heart, lift your eyes to heaven and call out to your Lord, giving him the honor and glory due his name. Let us fulfill the purpose for which we are made and for which we are sustained. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah has filled his book with the honor and glory of God. Listen, if you would, to God speaking in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 7. I am reading Isaiah 43, 7. God says, "Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made." What does God say about his people? He says, we have been created for his glory. Our primary purpose is to glorify him. Isaiah 43, 7. And you can also read more about this in Isaiah 44, 23, and 46, 13. Let me repeat these references. Isaiah 43, 7, 44, 23, and 46, 13. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, there is a repeating phrase that should capture our attention. The phrase is, "for the praise of his glory." This is used in Ephesians 1, verses 6, 12, and 14. You can read Ephesians 1 for yourself, and when you do, you will notice the context of this awesome first chapter is how God chose, or how God elected, certain people to be Christians before the foundation of the world. The reason the Ephesian Christians are to praise God for his glory is because of their salvation from sin. Therefore, obviously, this text applies to all of us who are now believers in the Lord Jesus. We too have been chosen by God before Genesis 1:1. Listen to some of Ephesians 1. I will read verses 3 through 6. This is verses 3 through 6 of Ephesians chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved." Our salvation from sin is attributable to the praise of God's glory. Let's drop down to Ephesians 1, verse 12. "We who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory." And verse 14. "The redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory." Ephesians 1, 6, 12, and 14. Oh, Christian, do not miss this. Our great salvation from sin is not really about us. The salvation from sin that Jesus Christ provides to us is for the praise of his glory. We must all be stripped bare of our own glory in order that we may glorify God. To quote one of my favorite pastors, Robert Murray McShane, "Perish my honor, and let thine be exalted forever. Perish my honor, and let thine be exalted forever. Strip me of all my glory, Lord, and you be glorified forever. We are saved to the praise of his glory." Ephesians 1. Why am I bringing this up? Here's why. Listen to me carefully. God allows for evil and sin in this world in order that even from evil and sin, he receives honor and glory. And we ask, how can it be that evil and sin brings God honor and glory? Well, here's how. God has ordained evil and sin so that he can send Jesus Christ to die for sinners, thereby putting on full display the glory of God. The glory of God is most prominent in his Son, Jesus. And that brings us to another chapter and verse in the Bible's New Testament. I am reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Oh, this is so good. I have to read it to you again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Well, this verse makes reference to God as creator. Remember in Genesis 1, God who said, light shall shine out of darkness. Well, he then shines the salvation light of Jesus into our sin-darkened souls. That is, God shows his glory in the one who rescues and delivers us from sin, Jesus, the light of the world. And I love how this verse says that the glory of God is in the face of Christ. Dwelling in the beautiful face of Christ is the glory of God. Think of this. We would not know Jesus Christ if it were not for our evil and our sin. The reason we have intimate knowledge of God's Son is because he came for us. He made atonement for us on his cross. He has taken away our evil and our sin. Does this help you understand something of why God has allowed for evil and sin? We'll talk more about this tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.